Well, I am past 30 now, and as I get older, whether it's here on the Wib Wake Up Show or just in general, I muse a little bit. I start to think and maybe think deeply, which brings about this. Deep Thoughts with Caleb. In 50 years, our children might be surprised that we were allowed to pilot our own cars. It's weird that we, as a society, just decided to wear blue pants most of the time. Deep Thoughts with Caleb. If you say, I'm smart, people automatically think you're not. The thought of owning a bunch of dogs sounds amazing until you walk into the home of a person that owns a bunch of dogs. Typing the word Alabama is kind of like playing ping pong with your keyboard. Deep Thoughts with Caleb on the Wib Wake Up Show. At the beginning of a vacation, your suitcase is a portable dresser. By the end of the vacation, it's a laundry basket. If someone gives you a free copy of the board game Risk, not only are you taking a risk, it's also risk-free. And finally, if your parachute fails, you have the rest of your life to try and solve that problem. Deep Thoughts with Caleb on the Wib Wake Up Show. There's a new Whopper. Yes, Burger King has given us Angry Whoppers, Midnight Whoppers. I think they made a green one. And now, in case you weren't aware, Stranger Things returns to Netflix in just a few weeks, the 4th of July, in fact. And to celebrate the return of the show, Burger King will serve an upside-down Whopper starting in just 7 days. The catch, because there's always a catch, right? The catch is that this limited edition Whopper will only be served at 11. Get it? Get it? 11 lucky restaurants in Miami, Houston, Boston, Atlanta, Philly, Dallas, Chicago, San Francisco, LA, and New York, which means the closest opportunity for us here to get one is what, 5.5-6 hours away, depending on how fast you go down 94 to get to Chicago. The upside down Whopper features exclusive Stranger Things packaging and the same ingredients as the original Whopper, just served upside down. They'll probably charge you $2 more for it when they just flip it upside down, the package. And of course, if you're not familiar, because I realize I don't think I'm the only one who watches that show, but maybe others choose not to or don't like it. But in Stranger Things, the upside down is a reflection of the real world, except it's flipped and it's scary and it's weird. And that's kind of like what this segment was as well, too. The upside down Whopper, only 6 hours away and probably not worth the last 2 minutes of your time. Jars of Clay with Flood, a little flashback Friday tune on WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show, 55 degrees. Speaking of flashbacks, maybe you've heard or maybe your kids have heard that Billy Ray Cyrus, old achy breaky Billy Ray, is back in the public sphere, back in the public eye with a new song. It's called Old Town Road, not a song that we play here or ever plan to play here, but yours truly couldn't get it out of his head. And with Father's Day coming up, even though that you probably all know that I do not sing well, but I still love to sing. And so with that, in honor and with apologies to Old Town Road, I give you Lame Dad Jokes.
Telling lame dad jokes, make them laugh till they can no more. I'm gonna make my kids hear my lame dad jokes. They're gonna laugh till they can no more.
I got the dad joke almanac. Teens are ready to clap back. It's a fact, Jack, that I don't need no laugh track. Kids rolling their eyes. Comes as no surprise. I've been cracking wise since they first opened their eyes. Everybody will be laughing. You just can't stop laughing. Everybody will be laughing. You just can't stop laughing. Did I get a haircut? No, I got them all cut. Try the almond diet. No way that would be nuts. Dreamed I was a muffler, then woke up exhausted. Saw a big fake noodle, so I called it an impasta. Everybody will be laughing. You just can't stop laughing. Everybody will be laughing. You just can't stop laughing.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend my day telling lame dad jokes. Make them laugh till they can no more. I'm gonna make my kids hear my lame dad jokes. They're gonna laugh till they can no more. Fun time, love the quips I compose. I'm so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed. One-liners and setups, got them all up in my toolkit. Heard the rumor about the butter, I'm not gonna spread it. Got no shame even when they scoff. I just won't buy Velcro, cause it's a rip-off. Wish I could spend all day telling lame dad jokes. They're gonna laugh till they can't no more. I'm gonna spend my day telling lame dad jokes. Make them laugh till they can no more. I'm gonna make my kids hear my lame dad jokes. They're gonna laugh till they can no more.
I'm loving this book about anti-gravity. Can't put it down. Don't trust stairs. They're always up to something. You know why melons have big traditional weddings? They cantaloupe.
Hey, guys. Good to have you with. And maybe for those who didn't hear you on the drive with PA the other day, maybe just let folks know a little bit about what's going on with 513 Free in your future.
Yeah. So after 12 years of ministry with 513 Free and a lot of changes in our families, we prayed a lot about it, but made the decision to end 513 Free officially, primarily just because of the seasons that we're at in life. And and as we've done that, as we've moved into that, God's just in so many ways confirmed that and has just given us clarity as we move forward with this. And so it's a good thing, and it's not something that we're, you know, that we feel bad about, but it is something that as we go through everything, as we go through the process and as we navigate through it, that it is starting to kind of become a little bit sad as we look at it. But good. So,
and again, I mean, you guys, what is the show count? Is it about 900 shows that you guys have done together?
Yeah, it's up there. And so, you know, as I said, looking back at some of that, we're going through a lot of things now in preparation for some of our final events and in preparation to kind of close things down. And so we're looking back at, you know, emails and notes from people and all the way back to 2007 and just seeing, you know, what God did through this, which is just, it's really awesome to see. But yeah, it's been a big part of our lives. I mean, almost half of our lives in some cases. So
now it's going to be really exciting. And again, for folks who are saying, wow, this kind of hit me like a ton of bricks, didn't realize that, again, 513 Free as we know it, again, September, I believe you said, is kind of the target in terms of when 513 Free will no longer cease to exist in its current form. But there are still several opportunities, including the Hope at the River event 2 weeks from tonight, where folks can come out and be able to meet and greet you and let you know about how your music has impacted their lives. And so we're looking forward to this in just a couple of weeks, guys. And I know we've been working behind the scenes to make this happen. We're so excited to have you guys there along with True Serve and Brayton Meyer. Should be an incredible evening.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I told PA, as my wife and I travel, we do go through Chippewa on occasion. And as we've traveled through there and seen the park, the new park, which is just awesome, I remember saying to her, like, I think we'll probably play an event at that place at some point. And so it wasn't very long after that where, you know, we heard from you, Caleb, and we had lunch with you. And, yes, it's going to be exciting. Brayton and True are both really good friends of ours, and so we always love joining up with them to do an event.
And, guys, what's kind of the lasting legacy that you hope 513 has, not only from these final events this summer, but just, again, you've dedicated almost half your lives to serving the Lord in this way?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak for myself, and then Michael, if you want to share, but I think, you know, as I'm processing through a lot of this with, you know, just kind of the, you know, it's not really the end because, you know, we're not going to stop writing music. We're not going to stop doing what God equipped us to do. But as far as 513 Free goes, I think one of the biggest things that I've taken away is just realizing that, you know, go after your dreams. Even if they seem like they're crazy, even if they seem like they're impossible, if God's called you to do something, if he's put, you know, something in your heart and said, you know, go for it, even if it doesn't make sense to the rest of the world, he will walk you through that, and it's just a crazy adventure, and I think, you know, when I look back, that's the coolest thing, is to see 513 Free and what God did with it and all of the miracles along the way to help it be sustainable and to help it, you know, to help our ministry move into different places and to do different things that, you know, we couldn't have even dreamt up, you know, when we first had the idea and when God first put that on our heart. It became so much more than we could have ever imagined it would be. And so I think it's just, you know, trusting that when God puts a dream in your heart that you need to go after it and that he's going to do miraculous things along the way.
And Michael, what about you?
Yeah, you know, like as Jesse's talking, I just think it's crazy for me to look back and go, man, I've been in 513 for almost 10 years, and to be like, this whole time I've been able to do music this whole time, you know, and keys and just different giftings in music I have. And so that's just been amazing, because a lot of my friends have asked, I would do anything to, you know, like do my dream job like full time. And so it's been amazing, you know, just be able to do that. I just hope the legacy we leave is just like, we have done a lot of unique events, you know, like we've played at different rehab centers, to prisons, to like churches, to events with you guys. And so my hope is just people will just remember just kind of that unique thing we had, and you know, we'll still have our music out there, people to listen to, but kind of like what Jesse said, the dreams thing is just, it's pretty amazing to look back and go, wow, like I was able to use this in this way, and I'm just super blessed to have that. And then I just think all the cool places we went to, and just the ministry we did in those places.
Well, we're 2 weeks away from Hope at the River, Riverfront Park, benefiting Hope Village in Chippewa Falls. 16 past 8 o'clock here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, 57 degrees. And our neighbors to the west, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, hailing from there is True Serva, one of the three artists featured along with 513 Free and Brayton Meyer in this free concert. True, good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Hey, it's been a while since we've caught up. How you doing?
Hey, doing well.
And I know you've got the three little ones with you today. What are their names and ages?
So my oldest, Malachi, is 6. The middle one is Mercy. She's 4. And then my youngest will be 2 next Wednesday. So
wow. So
busy.
Full house, busy house. And I know you have a busy schedule as well, too. Tell us about what you've been up to, because I know there's touring. There's a brand new project as well.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of traveling. I mean, we try to stay consistent and, you know, doing ministry, reaching people, also, you know, having a good time, sharing some good music. Yep, got a new project that's coming out July 5th called Intentional. And so this year, that was basically at the beginning of the year when was just praying about, you know, we all kind of make New Year's resolutions, but I was just kind of praying about, you know, what the Lord wanted this year to look like. And that was a word he gave me, is just to be intentional about different things. And so at the time, I didn't think that would be called the project, but basically the project just came out. This project is just kind of a flow out of the Christian walk, you know, or from the perspective of a Christian walk. And just doing life on purpose, because it's like, if I wanted to be a better husband, I have to be intentional. A better dad, I have to be intentional. Want to go deeper in my walk with the Lord, have to be intentional. And so the things we want in life, we don't just fall into, you know, but we got to do it on purpose, you know?
And talking
so
about
that eventually kind of became the name of the project as it kind of scoped this year, you know?
Absolutely. Talking with True Serva here on the WIB Wake Up Show, one of the featured artists along with Brayton Meyer and 513 Free. 2 weeks from tonight, it'll be a free concert benefiting Hope Village at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. And True, talk about the hip-hop industry a bit, if you would, because I know not only are you in it, but also discipling others and younger artists as well, too, with your own label, too. And it can be an industry that is incredibly popular and yet very, very dark with some of the lyrics and themes. And so, really, in your music, you're seeking to make headway for the cross, for Christ, and to have not only positive themes, but also gospel-centered themes in your music as well.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, you know, the Bible says out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, you know, and, but hip hop itself is a very, me focused genre. I guess probably all, but I think when usually people who do hip hop usually come from more urban areas or, things where you kind of have to figure out life by yourself. And that was something that, you know, as I was growing up, and because, you know, when you come up across people, it's like, man, y'all, you're really a self-promoter or whatever. But from the context usually of our communities we come from, it's like, if you don't champion yourself, nobody will, you know? And so that's where I feel like it stems from of where sometimes, and it is, you know, lifting yourself up because just, hey, I want to be seen. I want to be known. But there is a difference when you come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and even though you still deal with some of those things of wanting to be heard, it shifts to your motive now is to make Christ known, you know? And that's kind of, I guess, if you want to say, hey, we faith in whether that's doing music and in the world, if you want to say, or in Christian music, just because it still seems like, you know, hip-hop on a certain level is not as accepted.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But if you're, to me, and I never go anywhere in the name of hip-hop, I go in the name of Jesus, and amen. I believe if you're anointed to do what you do, that's going to, the genre doesn't matter, because then the spirit will be able to just cut through and reach people, you know?
Amen. We're looking forward to having you, True, again with Brayton Meyer and 513 Free in 2 weeks at Riverfront Park. Hope at the River is the name of the event. Folks can RSVP on Facebook as well, too. I want to let you get back to being a daddy as well, but we want to play your new song here, New Level, and I know we've been spinning that one for the past few weeks here, but can you give folks just a brief 30-second introduction about this song and the story behind it?
Yeah, I just look at, you know, the Bible says that he takes us from glory to glory, you know, and so that means we don't never, a lot of times, you know, or sometimes people can look back, well, I have to, and on some hand, you know, when we go through bad things in life that help us appreciate those good things, but he brings us from glory to glory, that means we don't have to take step back to go forward, and then at the same time, life, I guess even in doing music, a lot of times we want to take the elevator to the top, you know? But life is a process, life is a journey, and sometimes, you know what, we're taking the stairs. And even if we only went up one stair, or we're going up one stair at a time, we're still going to a new level. And a lot of times it's, you know, we're placing, or as we go deeper in the Lord, we can rise, you know? That's
amen.
How we go to a new level.
Looking forward to it. It's New Level, True Serva, here on the WIB Wake Up Show. True, we'll see you in a couple weeks, my friend. Looking forward to it very much. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at wwib.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.